This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see who's here. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And whilst the world spends a lot of time, energy, appropriately so, focused on the Russians and the Ukrainians, there are things going on back here that are of note. For example, the person, is it tonight or tomorrow night that's the State of the Union?
It's Tuesday.
Well, we got right on that
Did
one.
Did you get that?
Yes. So,
yeah, Tuesday.
The Supreme Court nominee is a lady who fulfills, apparently, the desire of Joe Biden or his promise to appoint a black lady to the Supreme Court. She seems to be very qualified, but I guess the but here is she the most qualified of any, and how is this objective or subjective? How is it decided that one person is more qualified than another? And it seems all too, it just seems too frequently focused.
It's about who can get approved, right?
Yeah, right, but that doesn't mean that they're the most qualified by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, well, that's very subjective, you know.
Yeah, it is subjective, yeah.
There are a lot of people who look at these positions with different initiatives in mind. I think one of the things, again, just looking at this from like a messaging perspective, the Biden administration could use a win. Because they don't have any really to promote. And the reason I think that you saw him want to name this person before the State of the Union is so that there would be something to celebrate. But where I think there might be a missed mark, and again, we're all learning about these people. So this is not a statement about Ketanji Brown Jackson's qualifications or not, but she is definitely more of the controversial on the list that Biden presented the country. I think that he had, and Biden had, Republican support behind J. Michelle Childs, who was also on his list. So not just someone like picked out of thin air. This was someone on his list that Joe Manchin, that Lindsey Graham said, I can deliver 10 Republicans for you if you pick J. Michelle Childs. She was the one who was not Ivy League educated. A lot of people like the idea of diversifying that on the Supreme Court, but yet he went with the more activist judge who has had a lot of their rulings overturned by the Supreme Court, who is more controversial in that of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
So one would wonder why. Why would
right, when
be?
You could get the easy win and you want something
well,
to celebrate.
Well, it's always the easy win. Who is the most qualified?
But
who
that's not
is
one
person?
Answer. That's not one answer. That's
right.
I mean, that's every single person.
Obviously, they're all qualified if they're on his list.
Right.
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 Well, I mean, I'm not sure that's
there
true.
There is no winner.
Clarence Thomas was on the list, and he got confirmed, and he certainly wasn't the most qualified then, nor is he now. So,
but based on, that's your opinion, though.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that he's one of our great justices. So it's your opinion.
Well, I don't agree with his rulings. I think he's far too politically transparent. But, you know, I mean, but he's still qualified to be there. I mean, he has been there really long time.
Then what qualifies you to be there? Just that you get the votes? I mean,
if you can get approved, sure. I mean, they do look at, you know.
Do you have to be a lawyer?
You have to be a judge.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they look at your past rulings. Now, the thing that Ms. Jackson, right, is it Ketanji? I don't have her name right.
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, sorry. But the thing with her, she was a clerk for Stephen Breyer, so she would be replacing. And I think, wasn't that also true? Didn't Kavanaugh also clerk for someone?
There was so did Amy Coney Barrett.
Right, yeah. So she's very much right in the same ilk as everybody else who's been put up for our nomination, so I don't see why there should be more.
But where's the new blood? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think they would consider her new blood because
not if she's clerked for somebody else that is there, then they know how those people
work. But that's part of the job. But that's a very prominent position to be able to clerk for one of the Supreme Court justices.
And I think we're kind of missing the point here. It's like, look, everybody, every single one of us is going to come at who's the most appropriate judge on the bench based on our own set of most important issues. And they're different for every single person. The point is that every time someone is elected into office, they usually come with a list of people that they might appoint to the Supreme Court if they're given the opportunity.
You have to be prepared.
Trump did. Biden did, and what helped Trump's credibility is he provided his list so that everybody who was conservative and thought, oh, you know, they were the never Trumpers, that he actually had some teeth. Biden did the same thing to the voting bloc that he was reaching out to, which is black women, saying, here, I'm providing this to you. This is what I'm going to do for you. So he's got, I think he had six women on the list. Four were considered serious contenders. My question is, if you're looking for a win and you're looking for something that you can, that you know will go through, because the Senate is so divided. You've got one Democrat who's already out with the stroke, who's coming back, but when will he be back? How will this work? And it's close. Things are tight. Why wouldn't you go for the one that would actually have bipartisan support would be my question. Regardless of who we think is the most qualified, this is the one that can get through. It would be an easy victory so that you could message it. And now I think Ketanji Brown Jackson, and we'll see because we're going to learn more about her. What I've heard is that she's had many decisions that have been overturned by the Supreme Court, and that could be used against her from people on my side of the aisle. So why wouldn't you go with the easy victory is my question. Strategically, nothing
right.
against Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Let's see where it all goes. Next up is the COVID situation. The rolling 7-day average of new COVID cases is the smallest that it's been almost for like 18 months. So there are a lot of things that are falling into line. New York City is lifting the vaccination mandate for businesses and events. There is the CDC
announcement.
That's going to
be big for tourism.
Yeah.
Because New Yorkers have really, you know, the New Yorkers most, I mean, they have a very high percentage of New Yorkers who got vaccinated. So that lifting the mandate is really to allow tourists back in from other states. That's mm-hmm. what that's about. Which, well, New York, you know, needs the tourism, needs the revenue.
Well, Boston has done it. Seattle has done it. Other cities are looking at it. I think that the weekend lift by the CDC of mandatory masking, they've recommended against it now going forward. You'll see a lot of masks. I know locally here the mask mandates have all been lifted.
Yeah,
so,
same in Jersey for the kids. Yep.
Yep.
I mean, the kids were the only thing left, which I always just thought was so dumb. If the kid has to go to school and wear a mask during the day but goes out to dinner with their parents at night, and they're, I mean, it's so dumb. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah,
masks, I'm a very big proponent of masks when it was really necessary, but now we're at the point where it's just not necessary anymore, and it's not going to stop anyone from getting it at this point.
Well, it's interesting. Last night, getting on the plane in Los Angeles to come back to Boston, the pilot sort of snickered when he read the...
You still have to wear a mask on a plane, right?
But he snickered at that. And he said, well, I got to tell you what the rules are. And if you give the stewardesses any trouble, we're going to be happy to go back to the gate and throw you off the plane and yada, yada, yada.
So did he say it that way? We're going to throw you off the plane. Did he use that language, really?
So actually, he did say you'll get thrown off the plane if you don't comply with the flight attendant's rules and regulations. The lead flight attendant and I were talking. I often do with them. Just to kind of get a sense as to what's going on. And they're all tired of having to be the police on the plane.
Oh, I bet.
Making people wear the mask. And she said, you know, it's okay for a while, but pretty much everybody's done with it. And, I mean, at close quarters like that. But she did say that they really did improve the filtration systems, at least on the American planes. And I think most of them
I've read that, too. But actually, even without a mask, that being on an airplane is the safest place to be.
One of the safest places. Yeah. Don't you wish they would have done that? Like, forget COVID for a second. I know that's hard to do. But my goodness, how gross were airplanes before COVID? Like,
I know, right?
They upgraded them? Like, why did they do this before? They were disgusting.
Right. Yeah. All the times that we've talked about walking, people walk around barefoot or with their socks on going into the toilet.
Oh, God.
Oh, so gross.
Disgusting.
Gross. Speaking of New York City, Victoria, the marathon is going to return to its pre-pandemic competition capacity.
Right.
Imagine 50,000 runners. I think there are more than that in the Boston Marathon, aren't there? There are lots and lots and lots. Anyway, so that won't be, though, until this November. So they haven't had the race for 2 years there, right?
Last year they had it at 30,000 capacity, so they had reduced capacity. The year before that, I think, was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there has been a lot of, well, everybody's
this is another big
getting
tourist
outside,
event.
Getting outdoors. Yeah.
And right. It's all outdoors, so this would make total sense to just get this back to normal.
I know. Yep. And don't make those poor people run with masks. Good Lord.
Do you know
I don't
who
think they
Bronny...
did last year. I don't think they
That's
did.
Good.
But, yeah.
Do you know who Bronny James is?
No.
LeBron James' son.
Thank you, Jay.
They're going to play together.
Did you
That's
see
cute.
That on, over the weekend he was handed a $1 million underwear deal?
Oh, yeah.
So
he's a
high school
kid. You think LeBron
James
is going to be gone? No, his son's going to stay forever.
Yeah. So anyway, he's got a pretty impressive social media following apparently as well. But I don't know. It's 17 and having all that money and all that attention.
That's exactly what his dad did. LeBron.
Yeah, 18,
I mean, people forget how young LeBron was when he signed all those.
He went straight from high school.
Yes, he did. Straight from high school into the pros.
And that's rumors are saying that LeBron is trying to stay in the league long enough so that when his son joins, he can actually play in the NBA with his son.
He says that he'd stay in the league for he'd play for any team that would hire his son. So what team wouldn't want the two of them? Because even if LeBron James is old and decrepit and the kid stinks, the merchandising alone would be worth having both of them.
Old and decrepit. There you go.
He's on a hip. If he's on a walker, he'd still be valuable to sell it.
Does anybody know what's going on with the baseball negotiations? What the heck is happening?
Nothing.
Great.
Still nothing.
Yeah. No agreement. So is spring training's not going on then, right?
No, they've been postponing it. So it's not happening.
I remember when this happened quite a long time ago. It seemed to screw up the whole season. I think it was in the 90s. There was a whole.
You know, it's amazing to me you're not on a sports talk station.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I remember when the strike happened like this before. It really screwed up the whole season.
Well, there was a strike back in the 90s. I remember that. There was
a
lockout.
Of course, the strike ruins a season. That's the point of the strike.
Can always count on Doug for accurate color commentary.
I feel like I'm being attacked here, Jay. Do you want to stand up for me or not?
No.
Oh, thanks. 18 past the hour. Lovely.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I need 4 more of the biscuit panitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Confession, the only thing I love more than spring itself are the savings I just got at Kohl's. I'm talking 50% off new patio furniture, cute and comfy sandals for under $35, and long sleeve tops for just $11.99. Not only did I earn Kohl's cash, but because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, I got an extra 25% off too. I mean, extra savings and extra sunlight. Hello, spring.
Select styles, 25% Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Speaking of sports, and this being sports time, most of the people who were in the World Cup, they refused to play against any Russians, right? They just said, no Russians,
but the World Cup is, they're under fire because they refused to kick Russia out, and a lot of the other teams are protesting that, too.
There you go. Well, same as with what happened at the Olympics. It's
21 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes they don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with Jay. Well, everybody has their way, sort of when you get down to a brass tacks about what's going on. We were just talking. I thought this is worth a mention here about all of the ladies in Ukraine that are using social media, and notably, I guess, dating sites to attract the Russian soldiers.
I don't think it's working anymore, but yeah, there was that one point. Some Russian troops were giving up their location because they were getting dinged on Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Stupid.
All right, so there was some kind of a tribute to Ukraine on SNL. What was that? You know, they usually have laughable stuff, but this looks like it was serious.
Yeah, they broke their tradition and had a serious cold open, something that they've only done very few times in the past. And Kate McKinnon and Cecily Strong introduced the Ukrainian chorus, how do you say this, Dumka, D-U-M-K-A of New York. They sing a mournful song called Prayer for Ukraine, and there was a table of candles and spelling out Kyiv, and this chorus has a deep connection with both Ukraine and the U.S. because Ukrainian immigrants back in the 40s created the chorus because they wanted to preserve Ukrainian heritage and celebrate music. Mm-hmm. So they were there to kind of give that recognition to what's going on in Ukraine. And the only other times really that SNL has done this was right after 9/11, Paul Simon sang The Boxer. First responders and the then mayor, Rudy Giuliani, were there. So this was something that was definitely a little different.
Mm-hmm. New Yorkers will, you know, Ukraine has a large population of Ukrainians in certain sections of New York, and New Yorkers, beyond protesting the invasion in Times Square over the weekend, also the lines for Ukrainian restaurants were around the block. New Yorkers are just flooding these places to show solidarity and support.
Like? What is?
I don't know. Never had it.
It's very much like Czech or Eastern European
heavy.
Food.
Well,
I don't know, dumplings and, yeah, pork, probably a lot of pork.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that.
All right,
yeah.
So what are celebrities doing, Jay, to help the Ukrainians?
Well, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds promised to match donations to Ukrainian refugees up to $1 million, sharing a link to the United Nations refugee donation website for their social media followers. Kirstie Alley also shared links to where people can donate. And this comes after Dancing with the Stars alum and Ukrainian Maxim Shmerkovsky called her out over some deleted tweets. She had said that she's having a hard time figuring out what's true and what's false. So instead she's just going to pray. And he was kind of like, figure out what's right. We don't need your prayers. Like,
yeah, we need supplies. We need donations. Like, yeah, get over yourself.
So, and then
okay.
I would pronounce that Shmerkovsky. How's that? Pretty good?
I think it's an SH sound. Shmerkovsky.
Okay.
I could be wrong. but then other celebrities are speaking out. Ashton Kutcher tweets support for Ukraine. His wife, Mila Kunis, was born there when it was the Soviet Union. Mila Jovovich has said that she's heartbroken and dumbstruck trying to process everything. Vera Farmiga, actress, she was born in the U.S., but her parents are Ukrainian. And she's also commenting and shared the Ukrainian flag.
Lots of support there. Good. 28 after this, the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers continue to bomb indiscriminately, killing everything in its path on day 6 of the invasion in Ukraine. More than 70 Ukrainian servicemen were killed by a Russian rocket attack, and dozens of civilians have died in the shelling in the past 24 hours. This as a massive Russian military convoy approached the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities at the United Nations describe a text message between a mother and her dead Russian soldier son.
Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told they would welcome us. and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels and not allowing us to pass. They call us fascists. Mama, this is so hard.
The fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up for the President's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Could some American lawmakers be drunk on Chinese money, neglecting their duties to the American people? President of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, has some startling claims on One America News Network.
My message has been there's a battle going on between liberty and tyranny. It happens on a global stage between us and China and Russia, but it's also happening on college campuses, and this is a time to be optimistic and to put freedom on the offensive where it belongs.
Peter has a book out that goes into detail about his claim.
Red Handed, the beginning is really about exposing what's going on. I think a lot of people aren't aware the extent to which powerful elites in Washington, D.C., Silicon Valley, and Wall Street are joined at the hip with Beijing through commercial and financial ties, and that has affected decision-making. So it begins with exposure, then the battle lines are drawn. Now we need to start to take action, and that's legislatively, but it's also calling people out, shaming them for some of the conduct they've done, and making clear to the American people the battle that's taking place. And I firmly believe if the average American's aware of what's going on, they will pick freedom over tyranny every time.
Ukraine on Monday said it had received donated Starlink satellite internet terminals from SpaceX founder Elon Musk. The terminals look like home satellite television dishes and can provide relatively fast internet service by residential standards by connecting a fleet of satellites in low orbit around Earth. Musk said the Starlink is available in Ukraine and SpaceX is sending more terminals to the country, whose internet has been disrupted due to Russia's invasion. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 34 after now on the DJV program. The old souls of the program are here. Jennifer Horn, an old soul. Mary, old soul. Victoria Keelan, yep, she's an old soul. I think Jay Curtis, I think we all are.
Absolutely.
I'm accused of being, I'm not accused, but I am, I'm not one of these people. Old souls seem to be people who would not be described as indifferent. They have, you know, they're, when Miles was born, I had Maria Trilogy do a chart for him, and she said he's a very old soul, and the things, and I have her doing a chart on Jasper. And now just to kind of see what that side of the world looks like from the point of view of somebody new on the planet, at least in new in body. If you're an old soul, you've been around a lot. But I think it's kind of fun to see and think. There are some pictures posted on my personal Facebook page of me with Jasper. I exposed him to cows for the first time with a cow, little cow book. And this is the first time really that I've been able to spend a lot of time with him. I spent a good deal of time both Saturday and Sunday with him, and Friday too. And so,
he is cute,
you know,
by the way.
Yeah, oh my God, he's there. And he was listening to my voice, and Brenda was getting the biggest kick out of it because his eyes were bugging out. He was just looking at me and staring at me with and that tuft of hair. My God.
The hair that sticks straight up is the funniest thing ever.
It is. Yeah. It's very fun. Okay. Let's get to, how's the tax man doing? Alabama offered a tax-free weekend for shoppers to purchase batteries, plywood, tape, and other items as they get ready for another week of tough weather. This is the 11th sales tax holiday for storm supplies, and shoppers were saving 10% on some things and 20% depending on what it was, radios, cell phone chargers. This business, the weather, I was watching the Weather Channel over the weekend because I was kind of wondering what I was going to come back into on Sunday night here into Boston. It snowed a few inches, nothing serious. It's just cold. And it goes back the extremes here. This week, right now, it's about 17 degrees where I am. And it's supposed to go up later in the week to in the upper 40s to 50s and then back and forth. I don't remember there being this much of a yo-yo. You know, get cold and stay cold for a while or get warm and stay
February,
warm.
It's February, right? It should be cold.
It's cold, right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So there's that on the tax department. Then there's something I would like you to explain this to me because I'm not sure I understand what Rick Scott is trying to do in terms of taxing his plan. The Democrats seem to be very excited about some plan. Scott's a Republican calling for more Americans to pay more in taxes. His exact quote was, "Americans need to have more skin in the game." So I guess I'm wondering what...
Oh, is this the story? Didn't this get blown away because it faced a lot of backlash? There are certain Americans who don't make enough money. They're not at the threshold where they pay federal income tax, and so he wants everyone, regardless of how much you make, to pay federal income
tax. Not the first time this idea has been floated, that everybody ought to have some tax liability one way or another.
Well, you're paying sales tax, you're paying state tax, but federal income tax is what he's talking about.
Right. So why did the Democrats get onto this? Because they like everything. Are we portraying them as liking anything that has to be connected to the tax? Yeah, well.
Rick Scott, from what I'm seeing, and I haven't spent much time.
Chuck Schumer
Rick
said
Scott
he wants working families and seniors to pay more. That was his comment. Go ahead, Jen.
Rick Scott breaks with Trump on taxes and GOP. So I don't know if that is.
Who cares whether he breaks with Trump? What is?
Well, no, but Trump and GOP.
Why does he bring Trump into this?
Okay, I'm reading the headline. Trump is the de facto leader of the party, whether you like it or not. He's the one that's leading the party. CPAC was this weekend. There was a straw poll about who people would like to see run again. Trump was at the top of the list, followed by Ron DeSantis. So, I mean, I understand where you are coming from, but he is still powerful. And, of course, according to this headline, which is what I'm reading from Business Insider, Rick Scott breaking with Trump and the GOP, says all Americans should pay income tax. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's to answer your question. I'm not up to speed on the whole story, so I'm not sure.
All right. And here's when I am on the plane back and forth, I always collect the three magazines that I think are representative of each point of view. Mother Jones, Newsmax. And Reason. So I haven't looked at Newsmax for a couple of months. There was a whole big
attack. Do they
even
have a magazine?
Who, Newsmax?
Yeah, anymore?
Oh, yeah.
You mean like in print?
Yeah, I get it every month. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. So anyway, there's a big attack piece in here on Tucker Carlson. The headline reads, "Carlson's Shameful Embrace of Putin."
Oh,
and then I looked through... Hear all of this
stuff. A lot
stuff
of people have turned on Tucker over his stance on Russia.
I always told you he was a dummy.
Well, I don't think he's dumb. I think he's actually really smart. On discounting people as dummies, I don't think it does us any good. I think he's smart. He laid out his argument. I just think not a lot of people in general agree with him. Look, I understand the premise that America has a lot of trouble, but this matters to the rest of the world. If Putin is not stopped, he thinks he can keep marching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is not good for anybody. It was a very
ignorant thing for him to say. I mean, I don't agree with anything.
Ignorant, okay. Maybe ignorant is better than stupid.
But it was really, that was just ill-informed and ignorant to be like, who cares?
And there are some people who are on both sides of the aisle, your far right and your far left, who are like, But you know what? Most people who are just like normal thinking people understand the consequences of allowing this. And so, look, the American president is supposed to be doing multiple things. And so what Tucker Carlson is saying is that now everybody's just going to be focused on Russia and Ukraine and to be damned with our country's problems. If that's true, then we have the wrong people in charge. We need to have people in charge who can handle multiple issues, who can handle the stuff here at home, and who can handle the stuff abroad. That's what we elect people to do, and we should hold them to that account. So, you know, if Tucker doesn't think Biden's doing it, well, then articulate that. Don't just say America shouldn't
right.
be in
no one should fight. Care about Russia. Right. That's right. That was stupid.
It's sort of that discussion underscores what I've said for years and years and years as an observer. There ought to be two presidents. Maybe the president, vice president. The vice president actually does something. There's someone who is an administrator and the boss, if you will. And then there's someone who's the face of America that travels and keeps our relationships up with. So maybe we ought to have co-presidents.
It's like a tribunal. I'd like that.
A tribunal. Okay, speaking of that.
Like on Survivor, and then we can just vote them off.
Right, yeah, exactly. So what's been the weekend overview of the three ex-police officers who were convicted of rights violations in the Floyd killing? That was the federal jury.
These are the three cops who stood there and basically helped, you know. One of the guys had his knee on the back when George Floyd's back as Derek Chauvin had his foot on his neck. Yeah, I don't think this is a surprise. I think it would have been a big surprise had they not been found guilty.
Mm-hmm. Now that they're convicted, what do they have to do? How much do they have to? Somebody's got to come up with
some
money.
I don't know how much. They haven't been sentenced.
It's a federal civil rights case, so I don't know even how that works with sentencing. Yeah, I have a slight bit of sadness for the younger cop who actually told him, hey, this is too much.
Yeah,
because
I'm with you on
he
this.
Was, yeah. Well, I mean, I just, he tried to say, hey, isn't it, it's enough, and then Derek Chauvin's like, no, and you know, he's the officer who had rank, and so, I don't know, I think it was a bad situation for that guy to be in, but.
Then, there is the fact that these parents of Ethan Crumbly are going to stand trial, which I think is a win for the system, a win for the victims, and it is a warning. There ought to be a lot of attention on this. They've been charged with involuntary manslaughter.
A win for the victims would be if they had parented before.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, that's true, but they didn't. But parents ought to take this as a warning. If, in fact, anybody's paying attention to this sort of thing, because it is that what they did is so damned outrageous. And the way the callousness of it, that's what I children are children. They need direction. They need help. They need to be.
Well, this kid needed
taught.
A lot of help.
Yeah.
And the
parents ignored
him. We talked about this on Friday, but the text messages that. Were you, that came into question whether or not the parents would stand trial. It's the text messages. The kid was telling his friend that, you know, he says the words depression and sadness and, you know, his behavioral issues. He says, well, my mom just thinks I'm on drugs. I mean, the kid knew he had problems. I don't know if this was a cry for help. I don't know. I mean, clearly his parents were not taking care of his needs on many levels.
I mean, I feel bad because I think it's really hard to be a parent of a kid who's really sick like that because, and I extend just a little bit of grace because I don't know what their situation is. And so it's easy for us to stand on the outside and say they should have known because I'm sure there are a lot of parents who go, what am I supposed to do? This is my kid. I love him.
But if you
where
think
they did
the
it
kids
wrong,
on drugs,
what's
they,
your
you don't
job?
Know anything about that.
Yeah. Well, and the point, though, is that if you know your kid is suffering, why would you hand him a gun? I mean, I just don't understand.
I know. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Or they get caught They get caught Googling things, and you tell them, don't get caught next time.
That's
right.
That's where the line is with them, because I think early on it's easy to say a lot of parents can find themselves in a bad situation. They want to not believe things about their kid, but you don't facilitate the issue. You don't make it easier for them to do harm.
Nope. Okay, big drug bust in onions.
What?
This
$3 million
story.
Yeah, it is. There's $3 million worth of meth that was hidden in a shipment of onions. And so the feds were inspecting this tractor-trailer truck in San Diego, canine unit onto the truck, and then they started smelling things that weren't oniony, if you will.
Are you talking that someone tried to smuggle drugs across the border from Mexico?
I know, isn't that shocking?
No, I mean,
it was a Mexican truck, too.
The shape of an onion. They literally wrapped up, and one of the officers said that they had seen people, you know, trying to be obviously duplicitous in the past, but they had never seen the level of detail of recreating balls of meth that look like onions.
I'm telling you, these criminals.
Time consuming.
Good instead of evil, kids.
It's $3 million worth of drugs on that truck. So did the truck driver know it? Again, a Mexican.
Oh, that's a Mexican truck. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Is he working for the cartels? And what happens to him? And how do they find the origins? They have to, maybe it's time for Jack Bauer to get back on the scene so we can sweat it out of him, right? 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
I see that Paul McCartney is going to headline Glastonbury this year. He's, by God, look at this, 79 years old.
He'll be 80 when he does it.
80 when he does it.
Yeah, he'll already be 80.
Do you know how expensive his concert tickets are?
How much?
Like $500. My mom was going to see him at SoFi and spent like $500 with the fees to get a ticket, and not even like a good ticket to see his show.
So is he the oldest person to perform? I see Billie Eilish is going to be there. She's going to be the youngest one.
They're setting a record together. This year it'll be he's the oldest and she's the youngest, so they're going to do it together. Who knows? Maybe they'll do a song together.
It's a fascinating place where they have the performance. It's really, Glastonbury is a very interesting town. All right, here we are at 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
So
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, so Tommy the K is over inspecting the radio station over in Kauai, so he's not with us, but we're here at your service, on your side, to celebrate Linus Pauling Day. He was a scientist, he was a health advocate, he was a peace activist. Isn't the character in Peanuts named Linus? Do we know whether Linus Pauling was the inspiration for Linus in Peanuts? Anybody know? Has anybody ever asked that question but me?
Tell the rest of the story while I Google it.
All right. Thank you for your direction, Victoria. He's a chemical engineer. He was. He's best known for his outstanding work in chemistry and biochemistry, the nature of chemical bonds, the father of molecular biology, basically. Linus Pauling is the only person in history to win 2 Nobel Prizes. In 54, he got the prize for chemistry, and in 62... he got the prize for leading efforts against weapons of mass destruction in the nuclear arms race. Deeply affected by the devastation caused by the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and so were many others who were involved in it.
Well, so many scientists, right?
Yeah,
they had no idea what they were creating.
Exactly, yeah. I think Teller is another example of that. He almost wanted to kill himself after what he saw. So what did you find out about Linus's name?
No relation. Linus Maurer was the inspiration for Linus the Peanuts character. He was a cartoonist, and he was friends with Charles Schulz.
Okay. So, no well, we got that. Today, a little food news. We missed, how could we do this? New England Clam Chowder Day. The reason I'm bringing this up in food news is because most people don't really know what real clam chowder is. They buy this stuff in the cans, or they see it like they have it when I go into the lounge at American. They have clam chowder, but it's not. They call it New England clam chowder, but if it has any flour in it, any base, that gooey, sticky stuff, that's not it. New England clam chowder is a broth-based soup. And real New England clam chowder.
So Manhattan clam chowder is a red tomato based soup.
Yeah, that's the red one.
Right. New England clam chowder is the white creamy one. So how did that
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not the real
Okay, but
chowder.
That's how the world knows it.
I know it.
So
yes.
what I'm asking then, since clearly you were there in the kitchen when the recipe was invented, so how did this
back
go
in the
1800s. So awry? Uh-huh. Right. Back in the 1800s, how did this go so awry that
because
you guys are now attributed with this white soup?
It was easier to make. It was more filling at a time when it was hard, you know, to find enough food to fill people up. The mm-hmm. flour and the mix made it easier for people to eat more of this and
be full.
Yeah,
spread it out, right.
Right, exactly, rather than the water-based, it would be called. Is it water-based or
broth.
For water? Broth.
Broth-based.
Thank
based.
You, yes,
yeah.
It's broth-based. And so the real clam chowder, the real New England clam chowder, is broth-based. And you would not
learn
that.
So now, do you not like the other kind?
No,
you don't like
I'm
it?
Allergic to gluten, and they put, you know, flours all week.
Yeah.
So... That's not something.
I love a good New England clam chowder, though, but most of the time it has bacon in it. I mean, I like the whites, you know, that thick kind of stew, but a lot of times it has bacon in it, so I can't really eat it. But, yeah, it's I love that. Yeah,
it
soup is
so
just
good.
Delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like, but I really don't like, I have never liked Manhattan clam chowder. I never liked it as a kid, still don't like it. Just, I don't know.
I don't either. It just doesn't seem like
No,
I agree. I mean, like bouillabaisse is something where you have clams, and you got shrimp, and you got all kinds of fish in it. That's different because it's a broth-based soup, and so that's good. But put all the flour and stuff in it. Yeah. Also, in food news, there was testimony last week by the National Farmers Union. The focus here is on concentration of U.S. food supply ownership. I'm glad that what I've been wailing about on the American Family Farmer and on this program and just in general in my farming pursuits, this is getting a lot of attention. This sort of fills into the Biden plan to try to break up big businesses that are controlling things like our food supply. And I've often said, and now I urge people when you go shopping, not only to look at the ingredients, but look at who it is that's the company that's making this stuff. And if you can find good local sources now, there are a lot of bread companies, there are a lot of the kinds of foods that can be prepared that are done by local folks, and they're in the supermarkets. That's what you look for, frankly. Stay away from the big stuff, because they're always the ones that have problems anyway. And with that handful of firms controlling the market, not good for you. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.